Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting article from Quanta magazine about an update to a 300-year-old tool developed by Isaac Newton. Pretty cool, right?
Isaac Newton, the gravity guy. What kind of tool are we talking about?
Exactly. It's an algorithm for finding optimal solutions, specifically the minimum values of complex functions. Think, like finding the best location for an airline hub, or maximizing investment returns, or even programming self-driving cars.
So like finding the lowest point in a really complicated landscape.
Perfect analogy. That's exactly it. Newton's method uses the function slope and the rate at which the slope changes to approximate the minimum. It's been incredibly influential in fields like finance, logistics, you name it.
But the article says it got an update. What was wrong with the original?
Well, it doesn't work well on all functions. Researchers, specifically Amati, Chaudhry, and Zhang from Princeton, Georgia Tech, and Yale respectively, found a way to extend it to a broader class of functions.
How'd they do that? It sounds complicated.
It is. They use something called semi-definite programming to wiggle the Taylor approximation. That's a simpler function used to approximate the complex one. They make it easier to minimize without straying too far from the original function. Clever, right?
So does this mean self-driving cars are about to get a whole lot smarter?
Not quite yet. While their algorithm is theoretically faster, each iteration is still computationally expensive. Gradient descent, what's currently used in machine learning, is still more practical for now.
Got it. So a huge theoretical leap, but practical applications are still a little ways off.
Exactly. Amati believes that in 10 to 20 years, with advancements in computing technology, their method could surpass gradient descent in many applications. It's all pretty fascinating stuff.
I see. So Newton's legacy continues to shape the future even centuries later. That's pretty impressive.
Absolutely. And on that note, we've reached the end of today's discussion. Thanks for joining us.
Goodbye.